Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Paul Provenza and Kerry O'Connor are tied for first place. Peter each has 3 points. Mo Rocca has 2.
Okay, Mo, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Thousands of people in the Midwest were forced to evacuate their homes because of blank.
Flooding.
Right. It was revealed in a Senate hearing that a CIA lawyer said of detainee interrogations, quote, if the detainee blanks, you're doing it wrong.
Dies.
Right. Two former managers of failed investment bank blank were arrested on charges of securities fraud this week.
Bear Stearns.
Right. For the first time in 22 years, the blanks won the NBA championship.
It's either the Celtics or the Lakers. I've got to guess.
Guess, Mo.
The Lakers.
No. The Celtics. The Vatican has approved a composer for its papal-blessed musical on the life of the Virgin Mary. It turns out to be the same guy who composed the music for blank.
Oh, the Mel Gibson.
No, not quite. It's he composed music for the films Piranha Part 2, The Spawning, Black Orgasm, and Sex of the Devil.
Was I supposed to get all of those?
You were. The dancer and actress known for her roles in movie musicals such as Singing in the Rain, blank, died at age 86.
Sid Charisse.
Right. A poll by the Pew Research Center found that given the chance to describe John McCain with just one word, most people said blank.
Old.
Right. A village in Romania has voted to re-elect their mayor even though he is blank.
Dead.
Right. Neculai Ivascu has been the mayor of Voinesti, a small Romanian village, for almost 2 decades, and then he died. But residents weren't going to let a little thing like rigor mortis stop them from voting for him. He beat his still-breathing opponent by 23 votes. Ivascu's victory was short-lived, however, after election officials decided it would be too hard for a dead mayor to run city council meetings. One crestfallen Ivascu voter said, quote, this is true, he said, quote, I know he died, but I don't want change. Carl, how did Mo do?
Mo had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Mo has the lead.
Well done. All right, we flipped a coin. Kerry has elected to go second. Here we go, fill in the blank. Democrats and Republicans agreed on a bill that will broaden the U.S. government's ability to blank American citizens.
Spy on!
Yes, spy on. John McCain and President Bush both called for an end to the 27-year-old ban on blank this week.
Oh, drilling off the coast.
Yes, offshore drilling. 2 hikers lost for days in a national park in blank were rescued after they were able to get a cell phone signal.
Alaska.
Right. The FDA has approved an implantable breathing device that was tested 5 years ago by the late actor blank.
Oh, Christopher Reeve.
Right. An Italian thief recently released from prison to serve a year under house arrest at home with his wife has asked the judge blank
to send him back to jail.
Exactly. A judge in Manhattan cut the $12 million trust fund left by blank to her dog, Trouble, down to just $2
million. Leona Helms.
Right. Britney Spears' teenage sister, Jamie Lynn, blanked on Thursday morning.
Gave birth.
Yes, to a baby girl. A Connecticut python owner was arrested when police investigated a dispute at his apartment, and he responded by blanking.
Telling it to sick him.
Exactly right. Get him! Get him! Some advice for snake owners. If police are coming to investigate you, it is generally not a good idea to try to sick your 9-foot-long albino python on them. It just annoys the python and does no good. A man in Bridgeport, Connecticut learned about this the hard way. He yelled, get him! To the python. Get him! Get him! Get him! Come on now! Get him! Police managed to arrest the man anyway after they realized 2 very important things. Pythons do not understand English. And actually, they don't move that quickly. Carl, how did Kerry do in our quiz?
Kerry was perfect, Peter. 8 correct answers for 16 more points. She now has 19 points and the lead.
Wow. So how many, then, does Paul need to win?
He'll need at least 8 correct answers to tie.
Wow. At least.
All right.
American?
Yes,
American.
Here we go. This is for the game. Paul, fill in the blank. A truce between Hamas and blank went into effect on Thursday morning.
Israel.
Right. On Thursday, blank announced that he will not use public money to fund his presidential campaign.
McCain.
Right. No, Obama. The
other
guy.
That's what I meant.
I know. The FDA said Wednesday that it may never know the origin of the salmonella-tainted blanks.
Tomatoes.
Right. ExxonMobil and Shell are 2 of the big oil companies that are about to return to work in the oil fields of blank.
Alaska.
No. Iraq.
Yes.
I know that's what you meant. A caretaker in England who was injured falling off a stepladder is suing his employer saying blank.
Ouch.
No, he says he wasn't trained to use a ladder properly, saying the film is an offense against God. The Vatican has banned the makers of the prequel to blank from filming on the grounds of any church in Rome.
The Omen.
No, the prequel to The Da Vinci Code. Apple announced on Thursday that people have bought more than 5 billion songs on blank.
iTunes.
Right. Surprisingly, the government of Australia has banned a hacky sack-like toy designed to be blanked.
Played with.
No. Set on fire and kicked around the yard. The fire foot bag.
Can't have any fun.
No. It's a fire-resistant ball designed to be soaked in flammable liquid and then kicked around the yard to the delight and horror of the whole family. But according to SpoilSport government officials, quote, the fire foot bag essentially becomes a flaming missile, which presents extreme safety risks for people who could be quite easily burned by the foot bag once it has been set alight.
Well, I feel a lot better now.
Yeah. Carl, how did Paul do? Did he do well enough to win?
He needed at least 8 to tie, but Paul had 3 correct answers. So, with 19 points, Kerry O'Connor is this week's champion.
Woot, 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 woot.
It's always lovely to have my score be one of the biggest laughs I get.
I know.